Well, hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I am your change agent. I am here to support you in becoming a change agent in your own life. We are all about habit change from the inside out. You know, if you're feeling stuck, you're feeling exasperated, you're feeling angry about a habit that has been getting in your way, or if you care about somebody else whose habit is getting in your way, and their own, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you take a look at this, work with this, and master this in a whole new way. Habits into Health is based on some 21st century thinking, because there's a whole lot of stuff out there that comes from the last 200 years, and they're way out of date. Just doesn't fit. In fact, a lot of the stuff that you read about or hear about around motivation just isn't borne out in reality. Motivation is one of the worst ways to focus your attention if you're trying to change your behavior. It's simply not powerful enough. Imagine that. So in this show, we focus on sharing the methods that I've learned to help you discover the hidden layers in yourself that get in the way of change. We are all about making these hidden layers, they're like building blocks, visible, so then you can deal with them more successfully. We also focus here on a kindness way of dealing with habits, because a lot of times we don't feel so good about ourselves when we're stuck in a habit. And yet that gets in the way of creating change as well. So throughout the show, I try to reinforce being kind to yourself. So here's what we're going to talk about today. The cultural habit of explaining why you feel what you feel. Now, do you ever do that? I feel mad because I did that because, like, explaining. The last time I gave a little nudge about tuning into feelings using the basic four, mad, sad, bad, and glad. But I also promised we'd talk about this very common cultural habit. It's so common that almost everybody does it. And that is justifying why you feel the way you feel. And this, in fact, can get in the way, big time, around making changes, because it diminishes yourself to have to explain what's really there. Before we talk about this, let's pave the way with a practice that can also address this on a feeling level. And if this is your first time listening, just know that we take a few minutes for a small exercise in each episode, and it is actually an opportunity for you to practice the methods that I teach. And that is teaching yourself about your own experience and through your own experience. We are actually not trying to fix anything or cure that habit that you want to say goodbye to. We are after something much more fundamental, the building blocks. Healing can happen as a side effect of this much more important thing, and that is learning the ability to influence your own actions. And the more you can do this, the more you will feel empowered to handle whatever life gives you. So in this podcast, we are offering a start by helping you increase your awareness of your own patterns of action and response, and how that's tied feelings, thoughts, actions. This is the first step in stopping the pain and taking charge of your life. So let's take a few minutes here. Just consider one of those habits that you have that has been a problem for you, something you'd like to say goodbye to put in the past. You don't want to do it anymore. Your habit may not be one of the usual suspects. That's drinking, smoking, eating, using drugs. There are other kinds of habits that cause problems for people, and pain. So just pick one. And as you consider this habit, maybe you can remember the last time you were engaged in it. And when you consider this, what do you feel? What do you feel right now? What do you feel about the situation that you were in when you were engaged in the habit? And just start with the basic four. Mad, sad, bad, and glad. And even if there's more than one, just for the purposes of what we're doing now, just pick one feeling, maybe the one that stands out the most. So here's a question. How do you know that you feel this? How do you know what you feel? Now, you might be thinking about this right now. If you notice your eyes going up towards your forehead, the top of your head, then you're probably searching for an answer, going into thinking. Or maybe you just know what you feel and how you feel. If you know your feelings, what's probably happening is that your attention is drawn to a sensation somewhere. But it's okay if you just say, I don't know. That's fine. So many of us have been trained to forget what our feelings are. We use feelings as if they are thoughts. And we forget that feelings actually start in the body. And we might say, I don't know, or I just know, because we've learned to believe that knowing comes from thinking. But in fact, knowing comes from something else, something deeper in us. We actually experience something in our bodies. And that message is translated into thoughts or pictures or associations in the brain and communicated back. But communication inside yourself doesn't happen in words. Words are like the map. They're not the territory. You are a bundle of sensory expressions, cell to cell. Your muscles contract and extend. There's pumping action. There's pulsations every time you move. Nerves are firing. Everything's operating together and communicating. The words come later. So as you consider your habit and what you're feeling right now, just notice where you feel this. And if your first answer is, I don't know, that's okay. It's actually a start to acknowledge that you don't know. And you don't have to find an exact place. It's not like when I feel this, it happens there. No, it's just in this moment, what is the feeling and where do you feel it? Maybe you experience a sensation in your chest or the back of your neck, in your mouth, somewhere in your legs. You might just notice where you feel tightness or tension. Just be attentive to that. And you might be tempted to explain what you feel. But guess what? That's our subject today. You don't have to explain anything. Just begin to notice your physical experience and let your attention be drawn to that. What happens energetically for you? There's no real goal to reach, and so there's no need for judgment or explanations. It's really just a practice of attunement. And it's not meditation either, at least in the way that most people talk about meditation. It's about an aliveness and alertness to the muscular action patterns in you that are associated with, that are tied and connected to brain waves, to hormonal flooding, to the neural tissue as it streams from your spine down into your legs and into your arms. To all of you. And the first step in creating any kind of change starts with knowing this about you in a deeper way. So you can let yourself take a deep breath. We're going to do a little station identification and then discuss our topic. You are listening to Habits into Health, right? And my name is Michael Ann Conley. I am a holistic therapist and a habit change coach. I've been supporting people for 30 years. I've been working with my own habits for 60 years. And I'm interested in using this podcast to support you, even though I don't specifically know who you are. So you can help me help you by coming to the survey that I put on my website and click the link and let me know what's happening for you. The website is habitsintohealth.com. You'll see right at the top, there's a survey, and then tell me what you'd like to hear about, what kinds of guidance you'd like to get. There's just a few questions, and you're not asked to share anything else about yourself. And this will help me tailor the program to support you more effectively. And while you're at the website, if you haven't already read my ebook, it's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? And if you're really feeling dragged down about a habit that's getting in your way, I really want to encourage you to consider the Habits into Health approach. We start by addressing the ways that we judge and criticize ourselves for being who we are and how that blocks change. And I offer a lot of strategies and ways to think about and also things to do to support you around dealing with this pain and sorrow. I know that you can get through this in a kind and gentle way that doesn't involve putting yourself down or dragging yourself down because you're not meeting some goal that you think you need to meet. Just give me your name and your email address, and I'll send you the link for the ebook. I'll also keep in touch with a monthly newsletter that I do and some other messages that I send out from time to time to let you know different ways that you can approach this issue in your life. And, you know, while I'm thinking about it, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. You can search for Habits into Health at iTunes.com, and it'll just download automatically so that then you get it every week. I usually post once a week. Now let's get to today's topic, which is about the temptation that is so common to explain the reasons why you feel what you feel. I mean, do you ever do that? I feel XYZ because. You're definitely not alone. It's a cultural habit. We're all taught that our feelings aren't enough by themselves, and so we learn to justify them. Now, the last few times I've offered a small way to monitor that habit that you want to say goodbye to, and I suggested that you use an index card, that's the low-tech way, or a note app on your mobile device to track these things. That's day of the week, month, day, and year, time of day, the location where you are when you're engaged in the habit, and your feelings in the moment. But there's no column there for you to describe why you're feeling what you're feeling. We start with the basic four: mad, sad, bad, glad. And I know that you have a wider range of feelings, but it does start there with very basic stuff. And the thing is that your feelings belong to you. They emerge from you. And even if somebody else doesn't like what you're feeling, they can't take your feelings away. They can complain about it all they want, but they're your feelings. You don't need to explain them. So let's imagine the possibilities that could happen if you were to stop explaining your feelings, even to yourself, and give yourself permission to just feel what's really going on. It creates a whole lot of space and permission. So I'm going to take a feeling that usually we don't let ourselves feel, and that's anger. You might let yourself feel bothered or irritated or frustrated, but do you let yourself feel angry? A lot of times what we do is we confuse the feeling with actions. A lot of people do act out their anger. They can act it out by yelling. Maybe you do that. Some people act out their anger with violence. And you wouldn't want to do that. Most of the time when people do that, they're not in their right minds. They're too angry. Because we confuse the feelings of anger with the actions of anger that tend to be socially unacceptable, we block ourselves from the very right to have the angry feelings. Feeling angry is fine. In fact, it's better to let yourself know that you're angry than to stuff it and hide out. But you don't have to explain it either. I just feel angry right now. Practice that this week. I feel angry right now. I feel sad right now. I feel uncomfortable right now. I feel joyful. I feel excited. And to not judge feelings as good or bad, but to begin to tune into them. And then you can draw from today's exercise to experience where the feeling is in you in the moment. It may move and change around. So where you feel angry today could be different than where you feel angry tomorrow. So I don't encourage you to look for like exact kind of connections. It's more about attuning to yourself in a deeper way so that you recognize sooner what you're feeling. And that will take you a great step toward unwinding that habit that you want to say goodbye to. That's going to be it for today because it's time for me to sign off. If you have a habit that is creating pain and sorrow for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come to habitsintohealth.com. Request my free ebook. Click the link to answer the survey questions. Let me know what's really going on, and I will address those topics in future episodes. And while you're on the website, you can find other items there, other podcast articles and resources. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling so out of control over your unhealthy habits and wondering what you're doing wrong and what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.